Welcome to the world famous Ship in the Hole pub. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'll say that in vernacular. Are you all right or what? The next song is Soul Cakes. The only thing we're missing is the masterful Hammond organ playing of Jerry, but he's sitting, he's going to sing along with us. So.
A soul cake, a soul cake. Whose goodness is a soul cake? An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. Whose goodness is a soul cake? One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all.
Soul cake is a very old English song. They were baked to feed the dead on Halloween. The idea being that if you fed them on that night, they wouldn't bother you the rest of the year. Of course, you know, the dead rarely took up the offer. So then the poor and the hungry got the idea that they could go and beg for the soul cake. So it's a begging song.
Soul cake, an apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. Three's good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all.
I like to say these magical elements that are in all of the stories are common to all cultures and all religions, which is why I can bring a Brazilian percussionist and a Moroccan percussionist and a New York singer and classical. You know, it's hardwired into all of us. Their stories are ours.
A soul cake, a soul cake. Please, goodness is a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. Please, goodness is a soul cake. A one for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made a song. Made a song. The streets are very dirty, these shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. Soul cake, a soul cake. He's good, Mr. The Soul Cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. He's good, Mr. The Soul Cake. A one for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all.
We're in Durham Cathedral, which has a 1,000-year history of ritual and music. And they have a wonderful choir here. I watched Evensong the other night and was transported. And so I asked the concertmaster if he wouldn't mind if we used some of his treble and soprano boy voices. So he said, yeah, sure. We'd love to. So that they're going to sing with me on the Coventry Carol.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Durham Cathedral. And this evening for the dress rehearsal of If on a Winter's Night.
All day we fought the tides between the North Head and the South.
Christmas is Sea. I've always loved that poem by Stevenson from being a kid at school. Was read to me at school and I remembered it. And when this project came up, I thought, wouldn't it be great to include that poem somehow? And I couldn't really think of a way of doing it. And then Mary McMasters, our wonderful Scottish harp player, started to play a woman's working song from the Isle of Skye in Gaelic.
So this one is an old one about a house on the Isle of Skye called Skorabrach. It was a very special house where people used to gather. Important people, nobles and kings used to go there. I just sing the first two verses, which are basically saying, it would lift up my spirits to be going home to Skorabrach of the white-footed cattle. 100,000 welcomes on it, on Skorabrach. It's my right to say that.
I had no idea what she was singing, but I knew exactly what she was singing. It was this call home. The poem is about a sailor who's on a foundering ship near a rocky coast on Christmas Day, and he's, him with the rest of the crew, they're trying to save the ship and their lives near this rocky shore, and he realizes two things. One, it's Christmas Day, and two, that the house above the cliff is where he was born. And then you hear this woman's work song. So there's that pull, that gravitational pull of the heartstrings towards home, made more pertinent by the sense of danger and shame about working on a Christmas Day.
Ehoro, ehoro, guskar brach gachrui chasin, eho hir iliu ho crein falev.